AC0TKS, AA0XG. Go ahead, Chris. You're unanimously elected. Okay, I guess somebody will be around. Anybody out there? This is AA0XG searching.
This is 0AYI. Let's just go ahead with it. This is 0AYI calling the Martin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net. Net meets Thursday evenings, somewhere around 8 o'clock, for the purpose of emergency preparedness, to see what we can do, how far we can reach, and who can get into the repeater, and also for a little enjoyment of the local ham groups and them out that aren't local. Don't have to belong to anything. Actually, there is no Martin County Club. There's a Martin County group is all it is. So, let's, where's my piece of paper here? Somebody run off with the piece of paper that was laying here. Maybe they knew I couldn't write, so it didn't make any difference. Okay, let's see who's out there tonight. This is 0AYI and the Martin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net.
KJ50 is here.
N5ESV.
Okay, I missed the first call, and N0, I didn't get it.
KJ5ZW, is that the one you missed, Tom?
No, they were somebody just almost ahead of you, but you covered them up. So, who was in there?
AC0FBF.
Okay, it takes a little while for that signal to get up here from Wheatland. Well, let's see what's going on. Dick, you're at the top of the list here, the way I wrote them. So, what's going on in Wheatland?
Now, this is KC0FDF. I run a little late on this, but I was on 6 meters talking to the guys down in Springfield. They're on a link system and that, and guys in Kansas City and everywhere. Well, nothing really exciting this week, I guess. I talked to one down Belize down there in Mexico. I should have a card coming from them one day this week. Outside of that, ran into Bolivar today and just doing odd and end things. Got to do a little antenna to work tomorrow on the television and that, and not overly crazy about this digital here. They must have When they figured that out, they must have been right next door at the station and that, but when they tried all this stuff. But outside of that, everything else is going all right down here, and the repeater's doing a good job, Tom. KC0FDF.
Okay, Dick. Well, you ought to just run down to Belize and get that card and stay a little while. Got another month or so to go with this stuff. Well, my Titan come down in the last windstorm we had. So I've got that project come warm weather to rebuild that thing once more. Okay, KJ5ZW, tell us what's happening over there. This is 0AYI in the Morgan County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net.
Oh, we're all doing fine here. We're both fat and zapsy. We had ourselves some of that called Southwestern soup, hamburger meat and onions and corn and kidney beans and some tomatoes, and I don't know what else you put in there. And And then I cooked up some cornbread in the oven. I baked that. So I made a pretty tasty supper. Of course, we ate way too much. About as fat as a tick right now. But yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing my son get on there this evening and let everybody hear his sweet voice. So I'll turn it back over to you, Tom, to net control, and hello to the group, BKJ5ZW.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. I can't go the onions anymore, but everything else in there sounds good, and you probably don't want to know just exactly what she may have put in there, too. Okay, N5ENV. This N0AYI, go ahead.
Howdy, Tom and the group. This is Don N5ESV Echo Sierra Victor over in Stover. And not much going on here, just trying to unpack some HF gear that's been packed away for, probably over 20 years. So I imagine it's going to be an interesting weekend cleaning switches and all that stuff and see if we can get things working. So good evening to you and the group, N5ESV.
Okay, Doc. Well, don't know why I wrote that down there wrong, but I do lots of things wrong. And I find it multiplies along with the years. But good to hear you in there. You got a good clean signal tonight. KC0TKS. Well, let's see. Before you get in there, Chris, let's see if there's anybody else wants to get in. And we'll go with the computer. Does anybody else want to check into the Morgan County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net? This N0AYI. N0AYI, N0YRM checking in. Oh, where'd you go to? AA0XG. Did you run out there to eat cherry pie or something?
Nope, just hiding out. Golly, they're all sounding good tonight. And we had a nice sunny day. I'm using solar-powered batteries, and it's coming in pretty strong today. Got charged up. Spent the day with the chainsaw cutting some trees down. I got lots of green wood ready for next year. How about that?
Sounds like you've got things under control over there. That's great. Good to hear you. Okay, we'll go back up here to N0YRM. What have you got to say for yourself?
Yeah, this is Marty here. Well, it's good hearing you guys in there. It was a beautiful day like everybody thought today, and had a good conversation with my son. He's in the Army, so he's fixing to deploy again, so we're just having a good day today, and hopefully everybody else is too.
Okay, Marty. I hope the boy has a good trip and goes well when he gets there. That's all we can ask for about those things. KE5YNV, this N0AYI in the Morgan County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net. Okay, KJ5ZW, go ahead.
Yeah, you called me back a second time. Yeah, it's good to hear Sean on there, down there at Gladewater, Texas. And I'm glad to hear him on there. It really makes my heart soar like an eagle, like they would say. Back to net control, KJ5Z.
Okay, then. Hell, he's sounding good from down there. Seems like things are going well. And Good to hear it. Let's see, Chris, you said that he couldn't hear you if you talked. Is that correct? Well, Sean, you're luckier than most of us. That's about all I can say. You got anything else from Texas? Okay, good to hear you. Do we have anybody else wants to check into the Morgan County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net? This ends 0AYI. Okay, looks like we've got eight of us. Anybody else have anything they want to bring up? Did you think of something you wanted to say?
Yeah, where's that Marty from? Where are you from? N0YRM. Where's your location?
Yeah, you know where Charlie's is at over here on B Highway south of Coe Camp?
You bet, yeah. Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was looking through my notes here, and I didn't find that. I remember hearing that conversation last week. Go ahead, KJ5ZW.
Yeah, I'm about 2 miles south of Charlie on B.
Yeah, we've eaten over there, and every time we eat over there at Charlie's, it's way too much food. Those Amish fix you a lot of food.
Yes, they do. Sometimes I'll stop in there and buy some of that bread they got left over.
Now, we finished all that cornbread. It doesn't last around my house. Go ahead.
Yeah, sometimes they have cinnamon bread left over. We'll stop in there and buy a loaf. Boy, that stuff is good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I know we've eaten there, I think, twice, and both times we came back home and had to sit down on the couch and kick back. Both of our stomachs were just as full as they could be. Good thing it was the weekend, because we were too sick to be able to work the next morning, or at least we would have been way overweight and our clothes didn't fit. I'll let you get back to the net. That'd be KJ5. Thank you for the answer, KJ5Z.
No problem. 73 N0YRM.
Okay, you two are about as far apart as anybody here tonight, except the one down south. I don't know what it measure across there, but a good ways, but the repeater's about halfway betwixt you, so no problems. Do we have anybody else, or anything else that needs to be brought up? This N0AYI and the Morgan County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net.
N0YNI, check in.
Well, it's about time you got here. What do you got to say for yourself?
Well, if it hadn't been for N0YRM, I would have forgot myself. My elderly turpitude, he rung me up with a landline, told me to get out to my shack here, Roger.
Well, there are some of us that need somebody to look after us. And it's always helpful to have somebody to back us up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm in a position where everybody's telling me what to do, though. Yeah, I just want to get checked in. I think my son might be checking in there after a bit, Roger.
Okay. Glad to have everybody in here. That's what it's all about. To know, should something happen, well, when something happens. We know something will happen. It's just when something happens. We've got a pretty good pattern around here that we can make contact in. And hope we never need it. Kind of like my life insurance policy. Got a letter on that the other day to tell me what they'd pay me if I died. Well, don't reckon they'll pay me if I die.
But that's what this emergency net's all about, too. We don't want to use it. Just play with it. So, do we have somebody else there?
KD0GGG.
Okay, there's GGG. That's a weird call. I don't know how you managed to get that. But, it sounds good. It's quite understandable the way you say it. First time I heard you, I knew exactly what it was. My ears ain't too good. What do you got to say for yourself?
Oh, not much. I went and bought a used TS-140S Kenwood today in preparation to when I get my general. I just got to get up off my lazy butt and take the test.
Well, of course, I didn't have to. I upgraded from tech to general whenever they did away with the Morse code. Got so much noise in my ears that I just can't get code above about 8 words a minute. He goes to heterodyne in with the noise I've got. Old Doc down here finally figured out what it was. I'm hearing the above and the below and the code note too. And they just all run together, about 8 words a minute. But they did away with that. I'd been a technician for 20-some years. Don't remember now just when it was. But that was one reason they did away with that. They didn't want us old technicians laying around here. It's, you can do it. Just go on up there and put scratch marks on that piece of paper. And it'll be all right. The 140 is a good radio. Brother-in-law had one, and his boys got it now. And they're good radio, no question about it. I'm not real crazy about Kenwood, but that's the reason that they make a whole bunch of different kinds of radios. It'd be terrible if they only made one kind, and if Ford was the only one making cars, things of that sort. The cars may be if we ain't careful. So, have you got it hooked up to an antenna? Have you checked to see if it'll receive?
Yeah, Roger, got it hooked up to a 10-meter antenna. That's the only antenna I got. I'm just listening to the rest of it. And I took the general test whenever I took my technician test, but I didn't even study for it, and I missed it by 2, so I'm not too far away from it.
I always advise people to go back and try again in a short time, because once you get the idea of what that test was, well, the next time it'll come to you pretty good. The radio receiving pretty good. Is any activity on 10? I haven't had anything on here.
No, there's not much going on 10, but 160, I've been listening to that most of the evening, and it's pretty active, but I can't do nothing.
No, they don't want you to get on there, but you can the 10. And it can get very interesting, and that was the thing here on the internet that there's some sudden sunspots stirred up, I believe yesterday or today. I didn't go out and look at them to see what they look like. Maybe I ought to check on them tomorrow. See if we got spots. I like to work the 6-meter and 2-meter sideband. If you ever gets around to getting active again, where we can get somewhere. So, congratulations on the new radio. Hey, it's new to you, and that's good enough. This N0AYI and the Morgan County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Net.
KD0GGG. Good talking to you. I'm clear.
Okay. What is your name, GGG?
It'd be John, J-O-N.
Okay. Well, we used to have another J-O-N in here pretty regular. Lived up the road there a ways from Stover.
I think he's in St. Louis pretty permanent now. He's still got the farm out there, but I think he's in St. Louis pretty permanent now, John Rank. But always glad to have another one in here. Do we have some more want to get into the Martin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service net? Okay, I don't know if that was somebody tried to get in or somebody just bumped the mic accidentally like I do sometimes, my old stiff fingers. But I've got room for three more calls here on this piece of paper.
I'd like to jump in there real quick. Again, Tom, if it'd be all right for just a few seconds.
Go ahead.
AJ5ZW for ID. Yeah, I just want to say something to my son and say congratulations on your contact. It's good to hear you in here. You're sounding real good tonight. Just want to get that in before we got off this net to be a KJ5ZW.
Okay. Well, it was good to hear him in there. He's sounding good. And it sounds like he's got his work cut out for him for a while down there. Tell you what, weather's been pretty severe all around the country here. Oklahoma had them, what, two nights in a row? I don't know. Don't need none of them things. But they come through here, and the people down there around Lakeview Heights and in that area are very important to me here in Versailles. And Dick down there, he's going to be our first alert for anything that comes up this way. They come right across from Nevada on up through here to Warsaw and then Versailles. If they run a normal pattern, and about 90% of them run that same pattern, just a little bit north or south of that. So we need to have everybody in here we can to be able to make contact with and keep things organized as to what's going on so that if anything gets serious anywhere, we can try to get some help to them or something. Do we have anybody else wants to get in here? Oh, I need these three more calls in here to fill this piece of paper up. This N0AYI in the Martin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service net.
N0AYI, this is KC0QMP, Art and Sedalia.
WD0MR.
N0REV, no traffic.
Well, how about that? I got my three. Art, you got things under control?
Well, we're working at it. Continue to do a little work on the shack here, making it sound better, and so that's about it. Don't have too much. Just woke up from a nap, and I'm still about halfway unconscious. So anyway, I come in here, glad you're doing a good job there, Tom. So I'll hand it back to you there. So this is KC0QMP clear.
Okay, Art, good to hear you. Take care. This N0AYI and Morgan County Amateur Radio Emergency Service net. Mark, what have you got to say for yourself tonight? Well, I thought I was going to have to mark you late, but I guess you got in here. You're not even tardy.
This is WD0MR. I had a phone call from my dad about 3 or 4 minutes before 8 o'clock and never got a thanks with that till about 20 after. One of those things I just had to do, dealing with my brother and different things, and So I thought I'd come up here and take whatever punishment I need.
Well, okay. We may make you stay after class or something. Now this other one, I don't know if I got it or not. N0REV. Roger Echo. Yeah, I believe that's what I've got. N0REV. Is that right?
Yes, sir, that's right. First note's David. No, Rev's the easiest wave. I've always remembered it. And live here in CIO, yeah. Just been working on my truck and just came in here and sit down, eat supper, and sit down in the living room, turn the TV on, and turn the radio on. Heard you say you needed three more, so I figured, what the heck?
Well, good to hear you, David. And, working on a truck, what are you doing to it?
I've got a 93 Ford F-150. It's got a 3-inch lift kit on it, 33s, 5-speed. Had to put some transmission fluid in the transfer case. Put my radio in there. Had to drill a hole and mount the antenna. And got to get the bracket and everything in there.
Okay. Well, I feel sorry for anybody that has to work on things like that. I've spent my lifetime at it. And mechanicing, all you do is knock your elbows and knuckles off and get dirt in your eyes, and then you eat a little grease now and then. You didn't pour any of that grease in your face while you was pouring that in there, did you?
No, I didn't get any in my face, but I sure coated my arm.
Well, that helps the dry skin that way. Well, good to hear you. I don't think I've ever heard you or talked to you before, so I'm glad to hear you. Whereabouts you live in Sedalia?
I live at 5th in Missouri. Kevin Bond is my first cousin. I've lived here about 10 years. I've had my license about 16 years. Got off of it for a while, and a friend of mine gave me a co-phase, co-directional, co-aerial that was going to scrap out. His brother was going to scrap it out to his junkyard, and he gave it to me, and I've got it about 10 foot off the ground and talking off a little old Lenco.
It don't take too much. Today you come into the repeater in just pretty good shape as a rule. I'm pretty proud of the repeater. It does its thing and has put together a pretty good group of hams here. These last hams that got in from down there south, they just filled out the area in there that we hadn't had any coverage on. We used to have a man that lived right around Lakeview going now, and I don't remember his call. There was one night we was tracking a tornado, and he watched it go over just pretty close to overhead, not quite. So we knew right where that one was. Let's hope we don't need it. Do we have anybody else? I'll have to start on the other side. This N0AYI, the Morgan County Amateur Radio Emergency Service now. Okay, it's all over for tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Uh-oh. Maybe that's good luck. 7-3 at all. This N0AYI. Clear of the repeater.